There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, we're going to play a little game coming up here in a second. A game that I love to play. We'll tell you when we get there. I do want to take a phone call, though, before we play the game. Ryan is in North Olmsted. Hello, Rhino.
Hey, Andy, Jeff, gentlemen. Hey, just want to chime in a little bit about the Browns, but let me get my barf bag ready before I do, because this is that type of season, man.
Did you say bark as in a dog?
Barf.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, never mind. I thought you were sticking with the Browns theme there. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I tell you, man, we were supposed to be speaking, no exaggeration, with this plethora of the lineup we have of being a top four seed. Instead, we're talking about being a top four draft pick. I throw my hands up. And again, you and Andy, obviously, Andy and Jeff, you guys were alluding to this is a different animal. This is not the NBA. You can't just trade away at the deadline and get a plethora of different players, this, that, and the other. The NFL is just completely different. Blowing it up is just not the answer. And again, we just don't have those pieces and parts that other teams need. Winston would be ideal, especially if another team needed a quarterback that feels that they're playoff bound. And it's just the worst scenario. But the good news is, there is really no good news. But the only thing I could say is that I just don't want to blow this thing up, man. Because again, it's like you do that and fine. You're going to have to build again, and you're going to have to build to get to a point like we're at now. This is the team that you'll try to be rebuilding to at a later point, like 3, 4, 5 years down the line. And again, I wish there was a trade out there, hypothetically, like Trent Richardson. You know, we got a first-round draft pick for him. There's just nothing like that. These guys don't want to trade guys and give away a lot of draft picks. Like, you know, they give second or fifth or whatever it is. But it's just like the last thing I want to do is blow this thing up. So this season just stinks. At the same time, man, it's just –
I think you summed it up pretty well. Okay, Ryan. Thank you, Rhino.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Ryan.
216-474-0092. I need a game. I need to get out of this funk. This is not good. I mean, it's just like I need therapy today for the Browns. What do you got?
That was yesterday.
Oh, I thought you had something. Should we remind people what you're doing today? If we do have a trade in the NFL, you will be notified. So just like you can just look real quick. You'll be like, oh, here we go. And you'll listen to the radio when you hear this. Although we haven't heard it very much. Things are very much...
Jonathan Mingo to Dallas.
Good job, Jeff. Good job. You know what? I think it's a good time to play Wheel of Regret.
Do you?
I do.
You like this.
Especially after last night, Baker Mayfield. I know they lost, but...
Well, we've done this before. We're going to do it again.
All right.
Which former Cleveland Brown had the best Week 9 in the National Football League?
Wheel of Regret.
Let's start with our buddy Joe Flacco. And these are the nominees. I have five of them. You ready?
Do I get to pick one in the end?
Yeah, you can pick one. Which former Brown had the best week 9 in the NFL?
Okay.
Flacco was 16 of 27 for 179 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. Colts didn't look very good.
And they lost.
Yeah. Okay, so there's Flacco.
Okay.
Raheem Mostert.
Hang on, spin it.
There we go. We're going to spin it every time?
Yeah, come on.
That's the way we're going to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that way you spread out the depression.
Yes.
Okay. Raheem Mostert, former Browns running back, and he played on about 47 different teams. 10 carries, 56 yards, two receiving passes for 32 yards. That's 88 yards in total offense for Raheem Mostert.
88 yards.
But the Dolphins lost their game, and they're now 2-6. So there's next up. Former Browns receiver Amari Cooper.
Oh, I know what he did.
He didn't play.
Yeah.
He was out with a wrist injury. However, Amari's on a 7-2 team as opposed to the 2-7 Browns. So, I mean, that puts you in contention, doesn't it?
Yep. That gives you the opportunity. So far, this isn't a lot of regret on the Wheel of Regret.
Last night, little Monday Night Football.
Dun, 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 dun.
Baker Mayfield. For the 4-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, had a pretty solid game. 23 of 31 for 200 yards. Two touchdowns, no interceptions. Had a good passer ranking of 112.3 passer rating. But, you know, Baker's not throwing the ball downfield a whole heck of a lot right now with this team. When Chris Godwin and Mike Evans are out, that's going to be part of the deal. But I thought Baker played a real competent game and gave his team a chance to win last night.
So. And hit 8 different receivers last night.
And that's good. Mm-hmm. So that worked out real well for him. They didn't have anything longer than a 19-yard pass play in that game, which is interesting and maybe somewhat telling. And then we have one final nominee.
Okay.
He was sitting on the couch last year until his phone rang. Yep, he was sitting on the couch this year before his phone rang.
Oh, yep.
He got off the couch and carried the ball 27 times for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, efficiency might not be
I don't know that he ever had 27 carries for the Browns. Ever.
Efficiency might not be the thing for Kareem Hunt, but they kept giving it to him. They needed him to do the job. He did the job. 106 yards, one touchdown for the Chiefs last night in their overtime win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So your nominees, Andy.
Yep.
In order. Joe Flacco.
Yep.
Raheem Mostert.
Yep.
Amari Cooper. Baker Mayfield. Kareem Hunt. Which former Brown had the best Week 9 in the National Football League?
Hand me the card, please. And the winner of this week's best. Oh, you did. Thank you.
Yep.
I do believe if you look in there, it will say Kareem Hunt, 27 carries, averaged almost 4 yards a carry.
I wonder what happens to Kareem when Isaiah Pacheco comes back.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, is it broken?
Yeah.
It is?
Isaiah Pacheco has been better than Kareem.
Then you go back to Isaiah Pacheco.
I wonder if that's what you do.
Why are we doing this?
Why, the wheel of regret?
Yeah, what did we gain here?
Well, I can tell you that...
I think we had a little conversation about some former Browns because we like to follow our former players.
Yeah, Northeast Ohio had 206 yards of offense in that game last night for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, who now feels better? Who has now come out ahead?
No one. Anybody that likes Baker Mayfield.
No.
Anybody that thinks that the Browns were knuckleheads for letting Kareem Hunt go.
That's great. That'll make you feel better.
Make is that going to make you feel better?
Is that really going to do it?
Oh, are you getting sassy with us now?
Yeah, a little sassy.
I don't know why. Why are you so sassy? Because
it's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous about
Nobody
it?
Wins. Nobody wins on the Wheel of Regret. Why do we do this? This is the same thing that the same stupid game you play when you go look at draft picks in the past. You go, oh, we could have had this person.
We play Wheel of Regret.
Had Patrick Mahomes. Oh, should have had Tristan Wirfs. Like, it's the True. Same damn crappy game.
The truth hurts.
The truth, it's
and
all true.
Nobody wins.
Yeah.
It's all true.
Nobody wins.
Baskin
you
does.
Just end sad.
I do. I like
Baskin
it.
Wins. He likes it.
Yeah, I like playing Wheel of Regret. I'd like to know what guy. Yeah, if I can root
Why?
For them. Because if I can root for them on a Sunday when they're playing for the Browns, and if they're not playing against the Browns, I'm probably going to root for them where else they're playing.
I liked Kareem when I saw his games at Willoughby South.
That's right. Jeff has been saying this to me. So you see that kid at Willoughby South? And I'm like, you mean Kareem Hunt?
He's pretty good.
And Jeff was like, you already know his name? And I was like, yes. I go, he's the next Bo Jackson.
Went to Toledo.
Yes. That's Bo Jackson from Cleveland, who is sad to set out.
B-A-S-G. You're just so grumpy, Dan. I'll tell you, man.
It's just sitting here, just here, you know. Here you go. All right, the official theme song of Wheel of Regret. Play it over and over.
You're a bad man.
Not everybody hurts. Not everybody.
Kareem Hunt.
I thought it was somewhat
well
informative.
Yesterday.
I thought it was excellent, Jeff. I thought you did Andy, a very you. Nice job.
Baker Mayfield completed more passes than Jameis.
Baker's done a nice job for Tampa.
This makes me feel better.
Are you even old enough to know who REM is?
Does everybody hurt sometimes?
Isn't that what you get when you sleep? Good sleep? You get a lot of good REM?
So they were a big college band for us.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, were you playing Wheel of Regret back in college, too? You're just sitting there spinning the wheel and having it. We could have had Troy Aikman.
Oh, it was just... it was the wheel at Ray's. It was a lot better than the Wheel of Regret.
Explains a lot of Andy's college.
Let's pull up old Indians traps.
Oh, you want to do that?
We could have had Barry Bonds.
We had Chris Chambliss.
Ken Griffey Jr. was right there. Oh,
Dan, I'm just trying to do
game.
Something to inform people and,
oh,
you know,
what a fun game.
Give you a
Yay.
Chance to play a little sounder. You like sounders.
Yay, what a fun game.
You wish Kareem Hunt was here?
You do. There's a lot of people around here.
You wish Kareem was still here?
I got a text today this morning from my dentist telling me how good Kareem Hunt was last night.
Kareem just runs hard. I give him credit.
It's Wheel of Regret. It is
I think when Pacheco comes back and he's good to go, I think you're going to see very little of Kareem Hunt. Once he's back up to speed.
Well, they're getting their money's worth out of him.
You betcha.
They are 100%.
And DeAndre Hopkins looked good for them last night, too, which I certainly expected. He's a good receiver.
How about Travis Kelce?
14 catches.
Take that, won't we?
Most ever for a 35-year-old guy in NFL history, something like that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow, what kind of a game do you think he'll have here?
I don't know.
I'm serious.
You think Tay-Tay's coming?
I wouldn't be surprised if she is.
She was there last night.
What? Don't we have? I know we have like listeners that are all into that.
Did you see the little shot they showed last night of what Matthew Stafford and his wife dressed up as for Thanksgiving
for
Halloween?
I know. I didn't know
they dressed up as Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Oh, I'll have to find that picture in the break. All right, we're going to find out more as the clock is ticking, 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 ticking.
Is that what
ticking,
it's doing?
Ticking. Towards 4 o'clock in the NFL trade deadline, what will the Browns do? There's no hope for this season, but will they be able to get draft picks for the future? What guys under one-year contracts could be gone? Stay tuned. We have all the information for you. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.